Welcome into Vikings Connected, everybody. This show is all about you, the Vikings fan. My name's Erin Newberg, alongside Ben Lieber. This week, it is all about the military as we take part in the NFL's Salute to Service.
And we have a great guest, an Army Ranger from Waseca, right here, local guy. He's a great guest, great story. But before we get to him, we have a lot of tweets, a lot of posts, a lot of mentions to get to. So let's get connected. So this week we asked you guys, the fans, to tweet at us and post at us things about the Vikings-Packers rivalry and about the military, kind of Salute the Service. So let's get to it with the first one in Drew Morehouse, and this one is just kind of a general overall. We had to highlight Drew.
We did. I like Drew a lot. Drew says, hey, to Ben, not to Lieber, I finally gave Vikings Connected a chance instead of turning the channel, and it's good. Hella funny. Drew, I'll take any compliment I can get.
Yeah, it's kind of a backhanded compliment, hey. But hey, I'm glad he didn't turn the channel and he gave us a compliment.
So thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, Drew.
On to things that we're looking for. This is from Doobie Todd?
Doobie Todd. Let's blow this thing up a little bit. Uh-oh.
His favorite Viking Packer moment. I mean, we heard a lot of this from a lot of you guys.
I remember actually hearing about this story.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he actually pulled his pants down?
Yes.
And they're like, no, he just mimicked it. I'm like, that's
right.
The big deal.
I mean, I can do that right now. No one's offended.
Yeah.
Right?
Shouldn't be offended.
Are you offended?
No.
Okay.
All right. It takes a lot to offend me.
Okay. All right. Next up, this is another What's Your Favorite Packer Viking moment when Brett Favre completely destroyed his former teammate twice in one season.
I have to tell you, that experience of being in Green Bay when we're leaving the hotel in Appleton, I've never seen a crowd like that to support and kind of criticize one player, because there's a lot of people over there that didn't like the fact he was playing with the Vikings. So it was an experience that was not just on the field, but incredible all around the
atmosphere.
There's
still a lot of emotion around him playing for both
for
teams.
Sure.
Yeah, especially being so close together. All right, this is another memory. October 5th, 1998, first Monday night game for Moss, who torched Green Bay for 190 yards and two touchdowns. Vikes win 37-24.
I think any time that the Vikings beat the Packers, it's memorable. And then to have Randy Moss is...
And then the Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is just all stars aligned for kind of that perfect night.
I think Mike kind of speaks for a lot of people
there. He does.
Yep.
All right. Now, we're turning the tables a little bit to the military. We asked for pictures of military past and present because we really want to make sure we honor all of them. This is from Matthew. I'm a vet who served in the United States Air Force. And he was an outside linebacker in college and loved watching number 51.
Hey, how about that? Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate it. And there's Matthew.
Very nice.
Let's see if we can blow Matthew up a little bit.
Thank you for all your service.
Yes, thank you for your service, and thank you for being a fan.
And that was Ben's favorite tweet, because you mentioned 51.
Well, of course it was.
All right, this one comes in from Chris.
Now, this is special.
This is my favorite.
This one got you a little bit.
I teared up, definitely, when I was reading through this last night. This is from Chris. This is... My father, in World War II Army, Omaha Beach, Battle of the Bulge, RIP Pops and Hero. That is so special.
How awesome of a picture is that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
thank you so much for sending that in.
The Battle of the Bulge was obviously one of the bigger tank battles there, and the fact that his father was there for that, and Omaha Beach, incredible. I love watching the History Channel stuff about all the World War II.
It's awesome. And how selfless so many of these veterans are that... You know, help us give us our freedoms. And the last one from John Creasel, the good old days.
And this is in Fallujah in 2006, our good friend John Creasel, who ended up losing his legs in battle and has just been a positive inspiration for everybody, has a great book, Standing Tall. And here he is in Fallujah with some local kids. And, you know, that kind of speaks volumes,
awesome.
I think, about him just in general. I mean, he's a great soldier and obviously took time with the kids there. So thank you, John. Thank you to all the servicemen and women out there. And I guess let's beat those Packers, huh?
Let's do it.
Well, time now for the Golden Nacho Award. We do it every week, and it's really kind of the same thing. I mean, we just like to highlight some of the interesting, fun moments about football from the weekend. Doesn't have to be NFL. It can be high school, college.
Yeah.
This one is courtesy of... our Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Woo-hoo!
So check this out. If you haven't seen it yet, it was, I don't know, what, 20 degrees or something?
Even less than that. I think it was like 13, 15.
Yeah, in the game against Ohio State.
Yes, no.
And here is the phone technician, we find out. The phone technician on the sidelines, first of all, no stocking hat.
Nope.
And he's just chowing on a dilly bar.
Yeah, he's just having ice cream in the snow. Who wouldn't be, right?
I know.
That's how Minnesota rolls.
No, this is what I do. I do this when it's 100 degrees, or I do this when it's 10 degrees.
We're tough, us Gophers. We sure are.
And unfortunately, they lost the game. But you know what?
But they had a good game.
They had a good game.
Yeah.
And he was quite a highlight. So thank you.
Still to come on Vikings Connected, we are honored to be joined by a true American hero. We'll talk with Army Ranger and Waseca, Minnesota native Tom Block.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.